Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Most of us would love a bit of help around the house, I can tell you, but I've never experienced the services of a butler. First-hand experience of a butler. And John Conroy worked as a butler for many years and is appearing in a show in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre very soon. Then he's on the line now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very, very nice to talk to you. And I suppose, you know, when you're growing up, did you aspire to be in the service industry, or did you fall into it?
No. I went to Calbrew Street. I did hotel management diploma there. And then when I started off as an actor, you always need a second string to your bow. And I met an actress who ran a butlering agency, and she said, if you ever want some work, you know, I can get you some work. So it became my sort of second temporary job. Yeah. Yeah. Along the way. So rather than looking out the window waiting for the phone to ring with an acting job, I started doing butlering. Yeah.
And had you that sort of business in the blood at all, or was it were you?
Yeah, my dad had a hotel in Prussia Street in Dublin.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were all in, you know, as kids we always helped behind the bar and, yeah, and you know, catering and stuff like that. But yeah, it was sort of It wouldn't have been my choice to do. I always wanted to be an actor, but you have no idea, you know, growing up in Dublin, whether you're going to make a living out of it. I didn't know. I'm talking about 1973.
Yes.
As to whether what the standard's going to be like, or whether you're going to be any good, or, you know. So,
yeah.
So
the job came up for what you call it butlering. Is that's the expression?
Yeah. I mean, it's silver service waiting in a smart suit, if you look at it that way. Mm. The only difference between a butler and a silver service waiter is a butler presents the food and you help yourself, whereas a silver service waiter actually spoon and forks the food onto your plate. And that's the only difference. They might know a bit more about wine or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I understand.
That's about it.
Okay, yeah. I didn't realise the nuance in the difference there, but there you are. The word butler, of course, has connotations. It does seem very old school, Edwardian even, not even 20th century, let alone 70s, 80s and 90s. So, but yet, some people have a soft spot for that tradition, however archaic it may seem.
Yeah, the type of butlering I do or did, it was very much in financial institutions in the City of London. So it'd be very, very high-powered business lunches rather than Downton Abbey type, in-house butlering. So this, you would prepare the room with the best of everything, and it would be a business meeting, and they would be gone by 2:30.
Okay, that was civilized. Sort of
and then sort of informal dinners in the evening with special guests and things like that.
Yeah. Anyone we might know?
Well, Margaret Thatcher was a guest at one of the financial institutions I worked at for a Burns night.
Oh.
And she and Dennis rolled up, and my politics and hers would be poles apart.
Oh, poll taxes apart, yes.
Poll taxes apart. God, I remember that day.
Yeah.
I was in Blood Brothers.
Were you?
And I was looking out on St. Martin's Lane from the roof, and we could see people trashing cars.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get out between shows.
Really?
We couldn't get out. It was a Saturday. Yeah, I'll never forget it. You just can't believe people setting fires to cars.
Yeah,
they're setting fire to, you know.
In the heart
anyway,
of London. But anyway, so that was the Maggie Thatcher. Obviously not your biggest pal, but you did a job.
She was fine. They were very gracious. As I was serving the exotic fruit platter, she said, don't give me too many strawberries or you won't have enough to go round. And Dennis was sitting opposite her with a mouthful of cream cracker and cheese, and he was trying to talk to the person on his left and his right, and it was going everywhere, and she was giving him a nice old glare. We'd had minor royals like the Duke of Kent and people like that, but you know, in the service industry, everybody, if you look somebody in the eye and smile at them, they'll do anything for you. I mean, it seems a very simple life lesson, but nobody gets it, and people of their class and stature know how to look after servants or people who are looking after them. They look at you and smile, and you say, right, I'll do that for you, you know, rather than spitting your food or whatever.
Not that you would ever consider letting
No. Oh, God, no.
Having worked, as I've done down through the years, as a waiter or barman or lounge boy, whatever it was, I always think it's a great life lesson for a younger person to try it, to see, if nothing else, just to get a feel for people. And you can see how extremely rude people can be in a service business, and how they treat staff like as if they're some sort of, you know. It's shocking sometimes, you see how people
It's embarrassing,
treated,
and it's embarrassing. It's also when you go out with colleagues or friends and you see how they talk to waiters and you're embarrassed for them and the person, and you think, I didn't really know you. Do you know what I mean? I think it's a great judge of character, the way people treat to talk to staff. I mean, as I say, if you look people in the eye, smile, ask them how they are, how they're getting on, they'll do anything for you.
Yeah, and do you know what? The other thing, the currency of manners is increasing as the years go by because it's becoming so unless common, really. You did land a role as a butler, didn't you, as Alfred Pennyworth in a production Batman Live. I mean, was that fun or a trial for you? How was that?
You know, it was good fun. I mean, the terrific thing about that was there was massive travel. We went to South America, and my mum was actually born in Chile, and none of our family had ever been to Chile. So that was terrific to go there and, you know, root around Valparaiso to see, just get a feel. We couldn't find out where they lived or anything. My parents are long deceased, but that was fascinating. We went to Sao Paulo and Buenos Aires and all over Europe, you know, so... It was good fun. I mean, it was mainly aimed at children, but it was sort of rock and roll. I mean, you know, I've never experienced playing the O2 in London for 2 weeks to thousands and thousands of people. It was acting on a big scale. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was good, yeah.
A big departure from the gorgeous theatres of the West End.
Yeah, and speaking of gorgeous theatres, everybody's talking about the Bord Gáis, and I've never worked in it, so I'm really looking forward to that. Our company manager said to me, what's the favourite theatre you've played so far? And I said, well, definitely the Millennium in Cardiff. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And she said, well, wait till you get to the Bord Gáis. It's fantastic. You'll love it.
It is. Yeah. And actually, since it's come on board, they brought in all these shows that really were out of reach for a lot of people for a long time.
And the good thing about our show is that Top Hat is exactly the show that was in the West End. There's been a lot of complaints about touring shows that they're cut down.
Yes.
And so people go and see, a couple of trucks and about half the amount of cast. Well, there's 30 people on stage in our show, and it's exactly the West End set and costumes.
Oh,
and
God.
It was award-winning costumes and best costume design, best choreography, and best new musical of 2013.
And what is it, John, Top Hat? What is it? I'm thinking Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers.
Yeah, 1935 film, and the iconic cheek to cheek is that ostrich feather dress that she wore, and everybody thinks of that lovely number. It was only five numbers in the film, but we've got 12, including putting on the Ritz, cheek to cheek, Let's Face the Music and Dance, Top Hat, of course, and Isn't It a Lovely Day to Be Caught in the Rain, and and on the usual, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, which you listen to and you go, oh yeah, I know that, I don't know how I know it, but I do know it.
I do, because a lot of these songs from the 30s were then reinterpreted by, you know, Sinatra and Rosemary Clooney.
And indeed in adverts. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So it's the full tilt of the hat then, Top Hat. What will you be doing in this performance? Can you dance? Obviously you can sing, I presume.
I can, but I play Horace and Madge's valet, and they're a West End producer and who brought Jerry Travers over to London to do a show.
Okay.
And he falls in love with Dale, who is a friend of Madge's. It's very complicated, this. It's like Chekhov. And, but... it's about mistaken identity, but basically I'm sent by my boss to spy on Dale to see if she's a woman of good repute or whether she's a strumpet. And I take on various disguises as this. I take on as a waiter, a gondolier who's temporarily separated from his vessel. We go to Venice at one point, a chef and an aging dowager duchess.
Great.
So that was a first.
Well, I'd say it was, but your kind hearts and coronets nearly at that point.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy. A very good analogy. And of course, as an actor, it's great fun to do.
I'd say it is. Well, it's appropriate. Yeah. You should be doing it in Strumpet City, as you mentioned the word there. Your hometown. Yeah. So we'll be glad to have you back, John. And it's happening.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. May 27th till June the 6th. D-Day 2015. So that's around the corner. So you're probably in training for that. You're running, aren't you, this weekend?
Yeah, I'm doing the marathon on Sunday. We've got just 2 days. I'm terrified. And rain is forecast. So
Okay, well, look.
But there, it's all good.
Bring a poncho.
The yoga thing. the yoga thing made me laugh because twice I have been to yoga. Mm. And both times when they say, now relax and just close your eyes and just drift off to you. And I've fallen asleep and woken myself by snoring. And I thought, well, if that isn't art imitating life, I don't know what is.
John, good luck with everything. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Nice to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you, Ryan. God bless. Bye-bye.